All right, good morning and welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite. I am your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. I just want to get back at you early this morning after an episode late last night. I hopped on early this morning, started playing, and we got some confirmation of one of the rumors that's been going around for vending machines. It was posted on there on Fortnite saying that vending machines are coming soon. For me, I'm excited about this. I can't wait to see how vending machines are implemented, how many vending machines there are going to be spread out throughout the map. I think it's exciting because it's just more chance for more loot, and you know, depending on how they implement it, you could get really, you know, depending on what weapons they have inside there, you can be really specific about what loot you want. If there's a specific gun that you are wanting, but you haven't been able to find it, and you can purchase it in the vending machine, that would be great. I'm excited to see how they are going to implement how many supplies you need to use for, you know, to purchase each weapon. You know, obviously I would think the way they would set it up is lower tier weapons would be lower amount of supplies, and, you know, they maybe would have some high tier weapons, that would cost a high amount of supplies. You know, I don't know what exactly I want to see in there. You know, I'd want to see mostly lower tier weapons, but just so that you have that option, you know, if you're having a hard time finding a weapon, that you can at least get some. And then, you know, I don't even want high tier weapons in every vending machine, but if there are some at some vending machines, but they cost a high amount of supplies, then I think that would be a good way to implement the vending machine. But yeah, what do you guys think? Do you think, you know, are you excited about getting the vending machines? Are you going to use the vending machines? Or are you not excited? Either way, I want to hear about it. So go down that Anchor app, use the call-in button for the show, so you can get your message featured on the show. Again, yeah, just let me know. Are you excited? Are you not excited? Again, this episode is coming shortly after an episode that I had to do late last night. So, you know, if you're going to respond to the idea of Tilted Towers going away or being changed, let me know that as well. Are you excited for that? Or are you not excited for that? What do you think about the meteor in the sky? I want to know. You know, I was able to get in a half-hour stream this morning. So right now, I'll give you the same tip that I gave you in last night's episode. You know, the only way you're going to get better at anything is to do it. We've talked about that in previous episodes. But then do it consistently. Do it often. Even though I only got 15 minutes in of playing time yesterday, only a half hour so far today, I plan on doing another hour later tonight. The point is, you have to do it. That's the only way to get better at something is to do it consistently. Right now, I'm teaching my six-year-old how to play guitar. And, you know, we try to play. We don't play a long amount every day because he's only 6 years old, so we can't handle hour-long practice sessions. But if we do 10 to 15 minutes every day, he gets better. You know, he can improve. You know, from the time I started teaching him guitar at Christmas, when I got him a guitar for Christmas, to the point he can play now is awesome. You know, he couldn't, you know, figure out how to pluck the strings when he first started playing. But now he can name all the strings, he can pluck them, he can play the entrance to Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. You know, and this is, what, we're only, you know, 4 months after Christmas and he's able to do this. You know, if you're struggling in Fortnite, you know, just play, even if it's only 10, 15 minutes a day, if you're busy. You know, that's better than nothing. You will get better at it. Just like right now, I'm getting used to playing with a controller. I had gotten used to the mouse and keyboard playing on PC. As I said, I recently switched over to PS4 to get a good stream. And, you know, I was really struggling at first. I still am a little bit, but I'm getting better quickly just because I'm playing, you know, at least 15 minutes a day. Normally, I've been playing an hour a day. So I'm getting better quick. So I hope that you guys will get better too and enjoy playing Fortnite and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.